राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी
जय गोपी जन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरा वनचारी
यमुना तीरा वनचारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
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 गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे हरे
जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की
जय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं
चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 1, 2, 3 and 4 क्या स्मॉल परपोर्ट्स वी विल टेक दैट। सूत उवाच एवं निशम्य भगवान देवार्षेर्जन्म कर्म च भूय प्रपच्छतं ब्रह्मन् व्यास सत्यवती सुतः व्यास उवाच दिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञान दृष्टभिस्तव वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तथा किम् अकरोद् भवान् स्वयं भूव कया वृत्त्या
वर्तितं ते परं वयः
कथं चेदमुत्साक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम् प्राककल्प विषयाम् एताम् स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमम्
नहेश व्यदक्तात्काल
एष सर्व निराकृतः निराकृतिः। सूत उवाच
एवं निशम्य भगवान्
देवेर्षेर्जन्मकर्म च भूय प्रपच्छतं ब्रह्मन् व्यास सत्यवती सुतः
व्यास उवाच
भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवासिते विज्ञानदेष्टभिस्तवः वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये तथा किम् अकरोद् भवान्
स्वयं भूव कया वृत्त्या
वर्तितं ते परं वयः एतं चेदम् उदरशक्ति काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम् प्राकल्पविषयामेताम् स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा
नहेश व्यवदात्काल
एष सर्व निराकृतिः। सूत उवाच सूत सेट एवं
दस
Nishamya.
Nishamya.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The powerful incarnation of God.
The powerful incarnation of God.
Devarshe.
Devarshe.
Of the great sage among the gods.
Of the great sage among the gods.
Janma.
Janma.
Birth.
Birth.
Karma.
Karma.
Work.
Work.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Bhuyah.
Bhuyah.
Again.
Again.
Prapaccha.
Prapaccha.
Asked.
Asked.
Tam.
Tam.
Him.
Him.
Brahman.
Brahman.
O Brahmanas.
O Brahmanas.
Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva.
Satyavati Sutah.
Satyavati Sutah.
The son of Satyavati.
The son of Satyavati.
Vyasa Uvacha.
Vyasa Uvacha.
Shri Vyasadeva said.
Shri Vyasadeva said.
Bhikshubhi.
Bhikshubhi.
By the great mendicants.
By the great mendicants.
Vipravasite.
Vipravasite.
Having departed for other places.
Other places.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Scientific knowledge in transcendence.
Scientific knowledge in transcendence.
Adeshtrabihi.
Adeshtrabihi.
Those who had instructed.
Those who had instruction.
Tava.
Tava.
Of your.
Of your.
Vartamanaha.
Vartamanaha.
Present.
Present.
Vayasi.
Vayasi.
Of the duration of life.
Of the duration of the life.
Adye.
Adye.
Before the beginning of.
Before the beginning of.
Tataha.
Tataha.
After that.
After that.
Kim.
Kim.
What.
What.
Akarot.
Akarot.
Did.
Did.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
Your good self.
Your good self.
Swayambhuva.
Swayambhuva.
O son of Brahma.
O son of Brahma.
Kaya.
Kaya.
Under what condition?
Under what condition?
Prataya.
Prataya.
Occupation.
Occupation.
Vartitam.
Vartitam.
Was spent.
Was spent.
Te.
Te.
You.
You.
Param.
Param.
After the initiation.
After the initiation.
Vayaha.
Vayaha.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Katham.
Katham.
How.
How.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Udashrakshi.
Udashrakshi.
Did you quit?
Did you quit?
Kale.
Kale.
In due course.
In due course.
Prapte.
Prapte.
Having attained.
Having attained.
Kalevaram.
Kalevaram.
Body.
Body.
Prak.
Prayak.
Kalpa.
Kalpa.
The duration of Brahma's day.
The duration of Brahma's day.
Vishayam.
Vishayam.
Subject matter.
Subject matter.
Etam.
Etam.
All these.
All these.
Smritim.
Smritim.
Remembrance.
Remembrance.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your.
Muni Sattama.
Muni Sattama.
O great sage.
O great sage.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Esha.
Esha.
All these.
All these.
Yeah.
Vyavadat. Vyavadat.
Made any difference.
Made any difference.
Kala.
Kala.
Course of time.
Course of time.
Esha.
Esha.
All these.
All these.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Nirakritihi.
Nirakritihi.
Annihilation.
Annihilation.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Sutta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Sri Vyasadeva said, what did you do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation and how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course, so how is it that this subject matter which happened prior to this day of Brahma is still fresh in your mind, memory, indisturbed by time? Please repeat. Sutta said,
Sutta
said, O Brahmanas,
O Brahmanas,
thus hearing all about Sri Narada,
thus hearing all about Sri Narada,
birth and activities.
Birth and activities.
Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva.
The incarnation of God.
The incarnation of God.
And son of Satyavati.
And son of Satyavati.
Inquired as follows.
Inquired as follows.
Sri Vyasadeva said.
Vyasadeva said.
What did you do?
What did you do?
After the departure of the great sages.
after the departure of the great sages,
who had instructed you, in scientific transcendental knowledge, before the beginning of your present birth, O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life? After initiation. And how did you attend this body? Having quit your old one. In due course.
O great sage.
Time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it? That the subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma, is still fresh in your memory. Indisturbed by time. Purport. Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Naradji will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed in the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and when it was very painful for him. Vyasadeva himself was the disciple of Naradji, and therefore it was natural to be anxious to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain to the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This process is technically known as Sadadharma Prachha. Sri Narada Muni in his previous life was just an ordinary maid servant son. So how he became so perfectly transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss and knowledge is certainly important. Sri Vyasadeva desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction. As spirit is not annihilated even after annihilation of the material body, so also spiritual consciousness is not annihilated. Sri Narada developed this spiritual consciousness even when he had his material body in the previous kalpa. Consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body. This consciousness is inferior, destructible and perverted. But super consciousness of the super mind in the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul and is never annihilated. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare सूत उवाच एवं निशम्य भगवान देवेर्षेर जन्म कर्म च भूयः प्रपच्छतम ब्रह्मण व्यासः सत्यवती सुतः व्यास उवाच भिक्षुभिर् विप्रवसिते विज्ञान दृष्टभिस्तवः वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये ततः किम् अकरोद् भवान् स्वयंभूव कया वृत्या वर्तितं ते परं वया कथं चेद बृदक् साक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरं प्राकल्प विषयामेतां स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा न येष व्यवधात् काल एष सर्व निराकृतिः सुत सेड ओ ब्राह्मणास दस हियरिंग ऑल अबाउट श्री नारदास बर्थ एंड एक्टिविटीज व्यासदेव द इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड एंड सन ऑफ यशवती इंक्वायर्ड एज फॉलोज Vyasadeva said, what did you do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation and how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma, is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time? So now, Suta Goswami is in the process of answering the sages assembled there. And the questions were asked by Shaunaka Rishi. So here he is talking now that after Narada instructed Vyasadeva about compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, so Vyasadeva became naturally more inquisitive because Narada started talking about his own personal experience, that how did he, what he was in the previous life. And he didn't say after that, he says he gradually progressed till he got this spiritual body. So naturally Vyasadeva is inquisitive now. He's asking, how did it happen? How is it that, what did you do? You know, when the sages instructed you, what did you do? And then after that, after you got initiation, how did you attain this body? And then, of course, ultimately, they just talk a little of Bhagavad Gita. Like, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it this subject matter? What is the subject matter? The glorification of Sri Krishna. How it remains, you know, how it's still even fresh in your memory. It's not only in his memory, it is very fresh. Narada Muni is talking as if something happened just few hours back or few minutes back. Because he has that special mercy. We don't have that special mercy, that's why we have to memorize. We can't remember anything. We just remember very little. And as it's very interesting, you know, when the child is small, it doesn't remember much. And then you grow, when you are youth, you remember a little more than normal. And then you grow older, and again you forget, you know, like some people forget everything. Then you have this, I don't know what they call it, Alzheimer or Parkinson's, and where you forget everything. My father was undergoing that, you know. Mm. He suddenly would not exactly forget, but he'll start talking 50 years back, you know, 40 years back, 30 years back. He'll go back in time. Mm. And he'll be so seriously talking about that time as if, you know, he's present there. Mm. So generally, we forget. But here, what I found in this purport of Srila Prabhupada, number one, Narada, Vyasadeva asked Narada because he wanted to learn the process. And through Vyasa, he is trying to pass on to Suta Goswami, to Shaunaka Rishi, to other Rishis, and then to us, how we should follow Narada's footsteps. You know, that's very interesting. So this is how the whole plan is there. Krishna's plan is, you know, just instructing it through these great sages. And that's why Vyasadeva wants to know more, so that everybody else knows how exactly Narada got this body, this spiritual body, where he has no restriction of going anywhere. So that inquiry is very perfect. And in the purpose for the text number 4, Prabhupada says, Narada developed this spiritual consciousness even when he had his material body. That's the point. We have this material body and we have a consciousness. But our consciousness is covered with the material contamination. And only when that contamination goes, then you get the spiritual consciousness, like Narada. Prabhupada says, consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body. It's a spiritual consciousness, but you are expressing through the body, because you are not negating the body. You are not saying, I reject this body. You are using the same body, the same consciousness, But this consciousness has been now transformed into spiritual consciousness. So that's the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A devotee in good standing, naturally his consciousness, the percentage of spiritual consciousness will be higher than the material consciousness. Till you become perfect, you know, like when you become Shuddha, Vishuddha, Bhakta, then yes, then there is nothing like material consciousness. But till that time, Prabhupada says that this consciousness is inferior, destructible and perverted. For that, the material consciousness. But super consciousness of the super mind, supra mind in the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul. So supra mind, what is supra mind? Supra mind means always absorbed in the thoughts of Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. That is supra mind. And that supra mind, naturally, Prabhupada is just like, you know, adding one more adjective, super consciousness. Oh, conscious, spiritual consciousness, and he's saying it is super consciousness. So super consciousness meaning you have no time for anything else. You have nothing to do with the rest of the world, you know, like you are there but you are not there. Like one can give an example of Jada Bharata. He was in the supra mind, super consciousness, you know, not bothered about the body even one bit. Or Shukadeva Goswami or Narada. Narada may appear to be doing a lot of material activities, you know, going to people's houses and having prasadam, talking to them, giving them instruction. But if you really see, all his activities are perfect. Why it is perfect? Although sometimes it looks like he's trying to put one against the other or something like that. But that is all to benefit that person. You know, that's very interesting. Like, you know, you go and try to create some problems in some family just for their benefit. And what is the benefit? To make them devotees. And this is exactly what our mission is all about, if you really look at it, you know. Whatever knowledge we have gained through our reading Bhagavatam, hearing classes, etc., etc., we should use it for propagating to the general masses. Like, remember last chapter, he was talking about the good man and the bad man. I mean, Narada told Vyasadeva that compile in such a way that everybody gets benefit. Don't, you know, like, sometimes because Vedas especially are meant for only intellectuals. The way, the whole language, I mean, common man is totally out of it. Same way, Bhagavad Gita, if you read it as it is, without any commentary or something, it's very tough to understand. But then all these acharyas came and they, you know, helped us. They made our life easy. A lot of time people ask, do you have the Vedas with you? Have you read Vedas? And I said, okay. I mean, you can download it from anywhere, but you won't understand one word of it, you know. It's tough. No doubt about it. But then, with commentaries, and Prabhupada didn't spend his time on explaining Vedas, if you really see, you know. Like, he gave word by word Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and other Ishopanishad, etc. Prabhupada didn't go into Rig Veda, Sam Veda, you know, just explain one word, because it's not practical. In the sense, that it's just some high definition mantras, which are, of course, I mean, which come from Krishna, so they are power. But then Prabhupada says, we have only so much lifetime, our life is so short, and the knowledge is so vast, so how do you manage? You go for the essence. That's why Bhagavad Gita is the essence. Bhagavatam is the culmination of all Puranas, you know, it contains everything. So it becomes easy concentrating in these two. And then, of course, in our parampara, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata, etc. So now Narada will start explaining what happened to him. Now you can see the difference, you know, previous chapter, each text was having a long purport. Now it is narration. So Prabhupada's purports are very 2 lines, 3 lines, 5 lines, like that. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions? Comment. Amara. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.